Mondays and Thursdays. And I kind of gather that you're not doing Mondays anymore.
Yeah, so I just got back this morning, so I'm not sure what the status of everything else is, but I know that this is my spot. This is my spot. I was sitting in for other ones, so, you know, if the program committee fill those spots, then that's great.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to call and let you know that you are appreciated. You are loved. We are so grateful for you. At least I know I am. You are such an inspiration and just a powerhouse. And I just thank you for even making the sacrifice of rest, you know, getting off the plane. I have no idea how many hours the difference is. And you are here on the radio the same night that you just got off the plane from a whirlwind 5 weeks. And I just appreciate that.
Oh, well, you know, I this is what I do. This is what I love, you know. And even while I was in Israel, you know, I could turn on it and but see 7 hours. So we're 7 hours ahead over there. So I was listening at 7 a.m., you know, and and brother and I were communicating. We were texting between phone calls and whatnot. And then I had to get my day started. So I couldn't linger and listen, but. You know, but that's the whole point of knowing, you know, that we all, you know, we all serve in the capacity that we have the light to serve. And, you know, I'm thankful that Elliot felt so inclined to come because it wasn't it wasn't a something that I had planned to do, per se. The opportunity came and I moved with it.
Well, he was wonderful and the musical selections he played were on par with what you normally play.
Mm-hmm.
And just thank you for getting such an awesome substitute.
Well, he showed up. The Creator gives you what you need.
Yes, yes, he did.
And I'm and I'm wanting you all to really take advantage. I mean, really take advantage of this now moment because it is a now moment. And very few of us have ever been in the company of one who would look us in our eyes and say, you are one of the most powerful spirits on the planet. I am going to give you everything that you need so that you can be all of who you are. Now, have we gotten that? Had we gotten that from birth to now, we would be on a totally different frequency. All right.
Correct.
But because we don't have that, that's given to us, even by those who say they love us. You understand? Then you got to strive. You've got to dig deep. You've got to reach high. You've got to be in a place where you turn everything and everybody off that is not serving the purpose of exalting you and helping you to exalt life. We've got to get real serious because what's about to come forward is going to be devastating because of the devastation that has already been laid with the devastation of our indigenous families, our African families, and those who are consistently and continuously marginalized, bastardized, usurped, and devastated upon the planet. It is our time to rise, and I have nothing else to say other than that. So you don't hear me talk about much other than that. It's our time, and if you need help, you've got that life support line at 678-760-9299. But when it come time for the pledge drive, you understand this is how y'all show your support for what you get here. You understand? Yes. To really give.
Well, I did pledge in the last drive, and particularly during your show.
And I am so thankful for that. And the progression, because then you started shifting, right?
Oh, yes.
And so what's the, to give me the update on you.
Well, the update on me is I have not had a piece of chicken, a hamburger, a french fry, a pork chop, and my daughter as well. I think I was talking to you about this a few months ago, and I was saying, you know, my daughter, see, I wouldn't know what to eat her, well, what to feed her. Well, we have been eating fruit salad and kale and spinach salad, just loaded with, you know, tomatoes and cucumbers and tons of water. She never really drank anything other than water anyway since she was a baby. She doesn't like sodas.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth. We do still have the cereal. You know, she's 14, so she still likes cereal. But I've just been really going straight forward with the fruit salads and with the vegetable salads and drinking water and being mindful. And, you know, the first couple of days I felt very sluggish. And at the same time, I was taking a cleanse.
Okay.
Which I'm going to need to call and order some more here shortly.
Okay.
But I think within about a week, I was just bursting with energy. And I slept better, and when I was awake, I was really awake. You know, it was like a different level of being awake. It was very vibrant. And, you know, just really digging deeper to commune with God and to sense His spirit, practice His presence all of the time. And I've always done that. I just want to go to deeper and deeper levels. And my life has been so stress-free. I will say in the 4 years that I have lived here, and this is the honest to God's truth, and God knows it is the truth, since I've been listening to you, I think I started last November, the top of this year with the reconditioning of my mind, this has been the happiest, most successful, jubilant time out of the 4 years I've lived in Atlanta.
Hallelujah.
And it really does have a lot to do with retraining and retooling the mind, you know, and I find it so interesting where those old thoughts and old patterns of thinking and feeling and viewing yourself and others continues to try to sneak back in through the crevices, you know, getting you off focus and driven to focus on the things that aren't going to do you any good, are not going to progress you, are not going to advance you, are not going to enhance you at all. And so I'm more mindful of when that happens so that I can catch it.
Yes.
You know, and redirect it and stay connected in constant communion with God, because, Lord knows, we need Him every day. I need Him every day, every moment of the day. And I'm very more focused now on not getting distracted, because I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss anything.
And what about your weight?
My weight has, you know, that's interesting, too. I've been walking and working out more. My body is shifting, so I can't say I've lost weight yet. I'm looking more shapely. Not that I was ever a big woman as it is. But I would like to drop, more pounds.
Are you doing the enemas?
Yes, I'm doing the enemas. I think for the past 2 weeks I had not been doing it just because of time. I just didn't have the time in the mornings. And, you know, like right now I just got in from work and I got to be back up again at 6. So sometimes I'm just like, Lord, I'm just so tired, I can't do it. But I will say this, which is why I have to resume. When I was doing the enemas, my stomach was so flat. And so I thought that perhaps, you know, since I'm just eating the fruit and veggie salad, that I would be okay, that I would still move regularly. Well, I see that I need the enema. I absolutely need it for deeper cleansing. So I've made a commitment to start back on tomorrow with what I have left before I call for another batch.
Well, the thing about the enemas is that our bodies are designed by this intelligence of existence. So when we're not feeding all of this stuff, then all of this stuff begins to loosen up. Okay? Our bodies are cleansing every day, all day, whether we realize it or not. The issue is that most people continue to dump stuff in their bodies so that the toxins become deeply and more deeply embedded within the tissues.
Embedded.
And then the more mucus that you're consuming from the chips, the cereal, the breads, the nuts, all of this creates mucus, so that even if you move into fruit and vegetation, if you're not, you know, facilitating the opening up of the elimination daily, then you're not going to get the benefits, because that's how the weight drops. The waste comes out. All right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you've got to, you know, really take more herbs, do the teas, take more herbs so that the bowels are moving. We've got 30 feet of intestines. So if there was anything natural about our lives, and if there was anything natural about the food that we're eating, no matter what food we're eating, our bowels would be moving several times a day. Okay, so I'm talking
wow.
4, 5, 6 times. So by the time you really consciously are cleansing, then you need to be having 6, 7 bowel movements a day. All right, particularly if you are 20, if you're 25, 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those who are having much more weight to lose. But if you, you know, follow my recommendations, you can lose 1 to 3 a day and keep it off forever. It'll never come back. But you got to be you're doing your due diligence. And the other aspect of it is that this is so far beyond what we're eating. This is about how we stand and how we glorify the intelligence of our being. This is how we are creating an alignment, a direct alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our soul. And tapping.
Well, I know you only have a few more minutes, but I do also want to say, as far as that, the clay mask. Oh my God, my skin! I get compliments. I don't even wear makeup anymore, and people are like, "Oh, this my cheeks have plumped up." I mean, it's just so youthful and so radiant for myself and my daughter.
Nice.
I think I told you a few months ago she was battling acne, and I just had her sleeping in the mask.
Right.
Overnight, and her skin is glorious, both of us.
I know,
so,
isn't that wonderful?
It is amazing.
And even with me being in Israel, everybody was like, your skin is so beautiful. And, you know, I'm with myself all the time, so I don't really think about it. You understand?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's...
So full of life. This rose in my... It just looks so healthy and so plump. It just plumped my little face right on up.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much. And I look forward to hearing from you at your earliest convenience. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. You're very welcome. Always welcome. All right?
All right.
All right. Love to you. Peace. Greetings, caller. You're on the air. Greetings, caller. You're on the air. Are you there? We're at 404-523-8989. And I've got a couple of minutes left, but I'll be making way for the Ride and Dirty crew. 404-523-8989. Call again. And I am, you know, just wanting you all to really, really understand that, you know, I am very, very serious about us as a standing as a resurrected people, as a global humanity, from the lightest light to the blackest black. This is what we should be accomplishing. Greetings, Carla. You're on the air.
Hey, Adama, this is Elliot. I listening to that last speaker, I really, you know, I take that to heart.
Thank
and it's not something that, you know, I enjoy doing what I do. I enjoy doing it for you and your inner circle. I get something out of it. I know I'm a work in progress. And it just means a lot to me to hear that from the caller.
Oh, very good. And the brother who called earlier, too. He was so thankful.
Thank you.
So that's
really
how come.
It.
Yep, and that's how come we need people to really, you know, come forward and express yourselves, because sometimes what happens is that those ones who didn't have a good experience, those ones who were perturbed or this, that, and the other, what they say lingers. You understand? Same thing, and people call up the office and they say, well, she said or something said and this, that, and the other, but they only have the comments of the ones who are negative. You understand? But the positive ones, y'all need to speak up. Express yourself.
But as long as you're listening, you know, you can be, how negative are you when you have not changed the channel?
Right.
You know, we know we're doing, we're offering something to the community. And they, you know, and whether you pledge, we'd like you to pledge, but whether you don't, keep listening.
Keep listening.
You eventually, we'll get you. You eventually will.
Thank you so much, Elliot, for your support.
All right. All right. I appreciate everything you've done for me. I'll be there when you need me.
All right. I love you. Thank you.
Love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks. And we are winding up at this 3 a.m. hour almost. Any other calls, any other comments? Your number for life support is 678-760-9299. And I did not know that our sister Ia Filani had passed away. And my condolences and prayers to her family. And also, you know, kudos to sisters for walking their walk and doing and being who they be, because we all have the opportunity on a daily basis to touch someone's life. We all have the opportunity on a daily basis to be in service on behalf of life. We all have duty, obligation, and responsibility with each and every breath and every beat of our heart to exalt a full life's urge, to be in a place and space where we are no longer placating ourselves and feeling as though we have entitlement to do things to undermine ourselves. This is our time for our resurrection. This is our time for our exaltation. This is our time to walk on a daily basis on behalf of all of those who've come and gone. This is our time to be in a place and space where we are no nonsense with the nonsense. We are uncompromising on behalf of the whole of existence and the wholeness of everything and everybody, including Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures. Because to be about the foolishness and to continue to act as if you have the right, that you are entitled to your wickedness and your sinfulness, will put you in a position where you leave here as a dead person. Now, in the midst of eternity, how long will you be dead? And is there a glory in it? No, there isn't. I love you with a perfect love and give thanks that you are perfected in your capacity for loving you and loving all of the other ones of yourself that there are, because in truth, there is only one self, and it is the intelligence of existence, that which beats our heart, that which blazes that sun, that which breathes us, and we are absolutely immersed in its reality, and we're absolutely blessed to be the ones that we are, everywhere that we are. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. I love you. Good night.
Sun. come whatever one may, it is done. Will you walk out on water? Will you read on heaven's door? Will you leave a path to follow the beautiful world?
Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so thankful that you are caring to do that, to be present, to hear and feel all of what I bring. The Meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to provide us with such opportunity to remind us of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to encourage us to go deeply within ourselves, to be fully committed to walking in the integrity of the truth of ourselves, to stand on behalf of all of those that we have come through, all of those who couldn't, would not, did not know how to, that it is our opportunity in this now moment to really exalt a full effort in our living, to qualify and quantify what it is we're living for, what really matters to us, to be in a place and space where we care to truly mature as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to know that we are always dwelling in the reality of its presence as the totality of all there is as existence itself. To realize that there is a real I, an absolute I that sees through every I. To have an understanding and an understanding that there is absolute law that governs all of existence, and our greatest leverage comes when we care to be harmonized with it and to be able to utilize it towards our own greater good. To be in a place and space where every situation and circumstance can benefit us to the degree to which we are committing and recommitting to literally growing, unfolding, exalting a full effort in our living, to come to a point and place where we are giving true meaning and significance to our living by being meaningful and significant in life itself. This now moment of eternity is ours to embrace, to take responsibility for being able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment, to know that that which we see is just a very, very small bit of what there is that is in existence for that which exists, that we do see started in the imagination of someone, somewhere. And as we consciously care to be in the integrity of our own authenticity, to exalt a full effort in our living, we are able to see ourselves whole. We're able to image it, to imagine it, to contemplate it, to consider it, to give it life and life force in our own imagination, where every good thing starts. And to have the heart to invest in that which is truly in our best interest. And to realize that we as a humanity of people, everywhere that we are on the planet, exist upon a planet that is already suspended in eternity. That we don't have to worry about who's steering the ship. That with each and every breath we take, we are enlivened, and it is actually the breath that maintains and sustains us. And the spirit of who we are and what we are as these points of presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God is greater than anything that man has created. But to ignore the divine design of who we are, what we are, how we are, why we are, to not seek and ask and knock for answer and solution is to be in a place where you don't get it. To always have our ear attuned to those who are talking loud and saying very little puts us in a place where we close out the voice that speaks very softly to us. We're in a now moment where our efforts and whatever initiative we're taking in terms of how we spend our day, what we do with our time, who it is we're serving, how it is we're living, what it is we're thinking, whether or not we're loving, are you forgiving? That we are all in this now moment of eternity to really perfect ourselves, to know what it is to be of divine heritage and origin, to understand the sanctity and the sacredness of existence itself, of life itself, and to know that being under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide has been showing up for decades. And to be mindful that our lives are our gifts, and there is no greater gift that we can be given than who and what we already are, but naked. And for those of you who have been hearing me and listening to me over the last 20 years right here, I pray that you get it. That in this now moment, you're willing to do what perhaps you weren't willing to do previously, to go deeper than you've ever gone before, to reach higher than you've ever reached before for the integrity of the divinity of yourself. Because there is a degree of impoverishment. You hear people talk about how rich this nation is, but how rich can you be when you undermine your children with artificial colors and artificial flavors and the flesh of dead animals and white sugar and refined things that literally oppress their functioning, literally oppress their capacity for thought? How rich could you possibly be when you are impoverished to the degree to which you think that there is money that can be made in undermining everything and everybody? There is an impoverishment of love and true reverence and respect for the divinity of existence itself. And to have millions of people succumbing under heart attacks, heart disease, stroke, aneurysms, bipolarism, diabetes, pneumonia, influenza, all of the things that are literally already pandemic that nobody is really talking about. And now we're talking about a pandemic that does not even begin to approximate the numbers of people who are dying every day and who have been dying every day from all of these other diseases. That affects all of our families. The cancer, the heart attacks, the strokes, going into hospitals and dying with pneumonia. The spiritual, mental, and physical imbalances and dis-ease that lays foundation for disease that have not been addressed and treated over time. We're in a now moment where we have the opportunity to go deeper in terms of our commitment to life, our commitment to living, our commitment to honoring the divine design of our body temples, to understand that the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, artificial colors and flavorings and enhancers and sodas and alcohol and tobacco and sugar and reefer and all of these things are cellularly oppressive. And when you have an accumulation over time of the nitrates and the nitrites and the preservatives and the pesticides, the herbicides, the antibiotics, the hormones, and the body being so divinely designed is literally trying to protect itself by isolating so much of those poisons that are now forming cysts and tumors. And so the general estate of the body as a result of growing up eating bacon and sausage and pancakes and waffles and biscuits and turkey bacon and tofurkey and all of the soy products and whatnot has laid foundation for what we're seeing in terms of those who are most vulnerable and susceptible to the coronavirus, because they have undermined and been undermining their immune system, because we have so much access to that which has no real substance for truly nourishing ourselves. We're supported in drinking carbonated beverages, all manners of starchy foods and flour products that create paste and glue so that all of the organs become saturated in mucus. And because we are breatharian first, and the lungs are the organ of the spirit, that all of that mucus that begins to settle and harden within the sinuses, creating the sleep apnea and all of these issues of allergies and all of this, we have to realize that at some point we should care to feed, to create optimum cellular functioning, as opposed to really succumbing to our appetites that have been commercially propagated with the warm, fuzzy feelings of barbecues and Thanksgiving dinners and all of the things that we remember from our childhood till now, and to realize that we have been set up for just this type of thing all of this time. Because the spirit that is the gift of life, as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, is greater than anything man has created. But when the body has never been properly nourished or hydrated or oxygenated and is filled with that which has no substance, it creates a mentality of people who have literally not thought as highly of themselves or their purpose in being as we should be thinking. And to know that with all of the degreeing, all of the certification, all of the licensing, that having a food industry that literally undermines the populace, and people are signing off on it, and even in the wake of all of this, went out and bought more meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, and all of the things that create all of the heart attacks, the strokes, the diabetes, and all of this, thinking that they're bunkering down, preparing, when that which is already in them and that which they've already been doing is a testament to the reality that they're not really committed to living. Being committed to an appetite and being committed to culture is not the same thing as being committed to life. Being committed to tradition is not the same thing as being committed to living. Being committed to capitalism and democracy or democracy or religion is not the same thing as being committed to that which beats your heart and breathes you. And in our now moment, our commitments to living, our commitments to living in the light of the truth of the all that we are will help us to transcend, transform, and transmute all of this towards our greater good. Being in a mindset where it matters to us that we are able to promote wholeness and wellness everywhere that we go, that we stand as the perpetuators, as wombed men, to know that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to know how to perpetuate our lineages, that the consciousness of the wombed man lays foundation for generations of people. But if we don't have the consciousness to be committed to living, to be committed to life, to be committed to law, to be committed to health and wellness, and to be committed to wholeness, then we will miss our opportunity to truly be the vehicles and vessels of the light and love and wisdom and peace and poise and power that we should have. As these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. And I know that there's all this warm and fuzzy feeling about the comfort foods of pancakes and waffles and biscuits and, you know, dinner rolls and breads and toast and pizza and all of this stuff. But it creates all kinds of issues in the tissues in terms of how much mucus is there. And the mucus binds the chemicals, the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the synthetics, so that our bodies are being turned into cemeteries. And for all of the ones who we can feel a way about who are passing, there are going to be so many more because there is so much more. Until we decide that we're going to eat so much less of all of that that has nothing for us. That those ones who've been used to making so much money, money that is not an investment in the wealth of the people, these ones have the right to understand what it is to do without. And those of us who have invested in the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and whatnot, and find ourselves in the streets and supposedly homeless and whatnot, that there is opportunity to rise in this now moment. Because when your back is up against the wall, when you come to a point and place where every atom and every cell of your being is completely charged with a whole desire to be whole, a whole desire to be cleansed, a whole desire to be cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, there is nothing that can keep you from it as long as you're willing to do the inner work of your clearing, your cleansing, your purification to consecrate your body, temple, soul. The true spirit of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned in their temples as our absolute reality. There isn't anything that these people can give us, regardless of how much money they print, that is greater than our realigning ourselves with the wealth and the truth of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, not to be killing itself. And so there's a work that is ours to do regardless of whether you're going to a job or not. And there is no amount of money that can be paid out to that can absolve us of the responsibility of doing that work, of realigning ourselves with our destiny. To step off the path of adulteration, sickness, illness, disease, and death, and step onto the path of clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, actually maturing as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so there are so many ones who are grieving in this now moment, so many ones everywhere whose lives lie in the balance and at the crossroads. Of all generations, all hues, and all ages. And we're having to take responsibility for realizing that there was always karmic debt to be paid as a result of the legislation and the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar industry. It has to end in sickness, illness, disease, and death as long as you all continue to perpetuate it. It is not rocket science. But to be complacent and complicit and co-conspirating with one's own demise is the evidence of the behavior having been modified. Which is what happened. And the effect and impact of all of the chemicals that are concentrating, saturating, and contraindicating in the brain, in the pineal gland, in the organs, in the thyroid, in the throughout the whole system. And so the immune system can only be edified and fortified through consistent effort in oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing the cells through breathing, water, the herbs, the teas, the fruits, and the vegetation. There are no ones who really have been authorized to be killers upon the planet, to have it as a livelihood of going to work every day and slaughtering cows and pigs and chickens and hens and turkeys and whatnot. That is not purpose in existence. And feeding off of that which has been killed has already saturated the body with all manners of viruses, bacteria, pathogens, as well as the chemicals and the mucus from all of the bread and the rice and the pasta and the, all of that stuff, which is why we see so much the ones in Italy who are paying so dearly a price. But all of that bread and all of that pasta, and I'm just saying, is that to feed off of that which creates so much pus and mucus in the body is at the root of the vulnerability and susceptibility to these things. So the insurance as to not really being vulnerable and catching it or succumbing to it is not by virtue of breathing one's own carbon dioxide, which should be eliminated and wearing these masks, but actually cleansing the body, the blood, the lymphatic system, cleansing, nourishing, oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, and opening up all channels of elimination, so that there is a much greater absorption and assimilation of the nutrients that really facilitate the strengthening of the immunity. Fresh fruit is breakfast. After hydrating the system, the body, the tissues, water, water, water. The clays help to neutralize the acidity and the toxicity and bring a lot of the viruses and bacteria, anything that's inorganic, out of the tissues, so that they can be flushed from the system. But don't think that we can just hide inside and feed off of all of the things that we've been feeding off of and then have protection and immunity from something that you can't see. if you take a little bit of everything that you consume and put it in a trash can, whether it's a piece of the chicken, a piece of the pig, a piece of the bacon, the eggs, whatever it is, put it in a trash can and leave it for 72 hours, because that's how long it takes one serving of flesh to deteriorate or to be broken down by the parasites and whatnot in the system, and see what kind of stench comes from it. We have to come to a point and place where we understand the divine design of our body temples, and to know that a free enterprise system that is a mask for depopulation and genocide, we can no longer participate with it and have anything that means anything, because you lose yourselves and your children and your grandchildren. We're in a place and space where we understand that there's karmic debt for the billions of creatures that have been killed and slaughtered and fed to people and wasted. There's already karmic debt for the marginalization and the disenfranchisement of our indigenous families. There's already a karmic debt for the enslavement of our African families and the continued assault and incarceration and entrapment of all these other ones. We are in a now moment where the whole system has to change. And it's not just a monetary system. It's our coming to a point and place where it matters to us that we will stand on behalf of life, that we will stand. We care to be in the laws that govern us. On behalf of all of those who did not, who could not, all of those whose names we can call and all of those whose names we will never know. But getting real about what you're living for is a necessity. But to know that the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it knows how to perpetuate itself, and nobody can outthink it, outlove it, outlast it, outplan it, outplot it. But we cannot be in the integrity of the truth of ourselves and not respect and understand the divinity of existence, the laws of existence, and our duty, obligation, and responsibility in exalting a full effort to be completely realigned and reattuned in the truth of the ones that we are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.